Are you running on empty?
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. We're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
Wednesday afternoon, 12:30, Kev. Give us a call here. Lines are open here, 395-1450, and we'd like to hear from you because it keeps the show interesting. And, you know, every now and then we even get one that stumps us. We'll be honest.
Well, yeah, you know, it's the nature of radio.
We've had a couple stumpers.
Only do so much over the radio. The other way to get a hold of us, the email lines are also open. That's computerguys@whtc.com. You can always send us an email, and we'll do our best to get to it on the show.
The nature of radio is the nature of computer guys.
Oh, come on now. Heckler's in the room.
That's right. Gosh. It is hard to see the computer screen when it's over the air.
Yep. I got this thing on my screen. Can you tell me what it is? If we focus really hard, we might be able to do it.
But we'd still like to help if we could. 395-1450. And if you enjoy listening to our show or you'd like to listen to the Computer Guys at another time, you're always welcome to do that as well. You can check out the podcast.
That's right.
If you've got iTunes, just search for WHTC in the music store. We should come up there.
And I apologize for being a little delayed in the posting of this week's podcast, or actually last week's podcast, you know, with the holidays and all. It just kind of...
Oh, yeah, probably forgot about that.
Floated right out of my mind, and I detached from computers for a couple days. So it's up, though, and
other
you
than
check
video
out
game
the old
night.
Shows. Except for video game night, exactly, where I was totally focused on winning.
Kev, Logitech has now produced their 1 billionth mouse.
One of the big ones out there, Logitech.
1 billion computer mice.
I don't know if they say it in this article, but I would say they're probably maybe one of the biggest manufacturers of computer mice.
Logitech has hailed as a major landmark the production of their 1 billionth computer mouse. The news comes at a time when analysts claim the days of the mouse are numbered. It's rare in human history that a billionth of anything has been shipped by one company, said Logitech's general manager, Rory Dooley. Look at any other industry, and it has never happened. This is a significant milestone. Computer mouse will achieve a milestone of its own next week when it turns 40. It was December 9, 1968, when Douglas Engelbart and his group of researchers at Stanford University put the first mouse through its paces. And you know what? I actually just deleted the link to the video of Doug Engelbart showing
a mouse. Demonstrating
the
mouse?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was more of like one of those little track wheels. Like on Golden Tee Golf.
Oh, like with the ball on the top?
Yeah, like
roll your finger over?
And it was cool, man. They rolled that thing around and clicked, and all the tape drives were spinning, and the machine was making computer noises and everything.
That's what they need. You know, I think they need to make more computer noises. They need to start putting that back in. So when you hit the button, you're hearing all these beeps and boops and all that stuff.
You know,
that would be a good feature.
They've even made computer hard drives quiet, but it used to be that when your computer is working, you really knew.
Yeah, I mean,
it was chugging along.
When you're crunching numbers, you were crunching numbers.
Yeah, last night I was installing Microsoft .NET 3.5, and it was taking forever. It was taking its sweet time. There's no way to hear it. The drive is silent.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you can
hard drive
see
access
flashing light. That's about it.
It wasn't flashing. It was solid green.
It was working hard.
Yeah, it was just sitting there, and I thought, you know, back in the day, you could hear these computer hard drives, and that was a little bit nicer. But, you know, with the iPhone...
Except when it's a media center, right? Then you want it quiet?
Absolutely. If it's hooked up in your living room, you want your computer to be quiet.
You and your dual standards.
You know, even the Xbox 360 is a little too loud, in my opinion, for a living room.
Well, yeah, you've got the drive that's always winding up.
And the whistling of the fans.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Put it inside a cabinet.
With the iPhone coming out and the touch screens and other things like that,
solid-state memory, which makes no noise at all.
Well, no, I was going to say as far as the mouse. Back to the mouse here. We've got...
You think the mouse is on its way out?
Well, you know, we've talked about that a few times. But, you know, I don't know. They've tried to do... You know, you can do like a laptop that has the...
touchpad?
Well, yeah, touchpad, but also where you... how come I can't even think of the name?
A tablet
PC where you can flip it and it's almost like a notebook that you're holding in your hand and you've got the little pen. That's pretty nice.
Yep.
But, you know, they're talking about, you know, the iPhone. You touch it and you can drag things around, move your fingers in and out, and it zooms in and out. But the idea of holding my hand up to a screen, it just...
It'd be rather tiring.
You know,
gravity. Gravity, yeah, working on your arm there. That's going to be kind of tiring.
Absolutely.
Now, what if it were laying down on the tabletop? So it'd be a matter of just pushing your finger around on it.
Well, then again, you're at a touchpad. We've already got those.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, then you're going to have buttons. Because, you know, the mouse that I've got at work, mm-hmm. 5 buttons on it.
Yep. And the precision factor, too. It, you know, when you're,
oh,
your finger's big.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot to, you know, granted, you're still controlling, but the movements, you know, sometimes can be a little more precise with a mouse. So I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Also, I question this guy's statement here. Look at any other industry, it has never happened. I would say that there are quite a few industries that have made a billion of something, but I don't know.
Like people who make toilets? Yeah. I'm sure that they've made a billion toilets.
Yeah. Or,
kitchen sinks.
Who knows? Or of one company, I guess, maybe.
Sure.
But even then. But 1 billion mice is still a lot. We'll give them credit for that. So
just be thankful that these aren't the kind of mice that like to breed in the dark corners of your house.
That is true.
Yeah, have you ever watched that video online? I don't remember exactly what to search for. I'll have to find it and kind of tell people about it. There's some video where it's like the worst mouse infestation ever.
We'll talk about that on another
show. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I've never seen
it. Oh, it's incredible.
Let's take this call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, guys. I got a question for you. What would you recommend for a wireless mouse for a laptop?
Well, Microsoft actually has a really nice one. It's got a little USB attachment that goes in the bottom of the mouse when it's not in use. Okay. And that one we've had really good luck with. It just takes a single AA battery. And those have been very popular. Probably one of the best ones. They also have Bluetooth mice out there. But those are not quite as reliable. They seem to lose the connection quite a bit.
The one that's
model number.
Yeah, no? it's called the Wireless Notebook Optical Mouse 3000.
Wonderful.
That's, I think, actually the number one. That might be the number one selling wireless notebook mouse.
Okay.
So it works really well. Great battery life. I'd check it out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. We've got another call here, Kev. Go ahead and take this. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hi, guys. Got a question. My daughter's laptop has an external wireless card.
Okay.
And it's acting up. Is it possible to replace it with an internal wireless card?
It depends on the laptop. If the laptop, when it shipped from the manufacturer, mm-hmm. if that was an option that you could have gotten an internal card, then yes, it is a possibility. It's just a matter of getting the right size because the laptop comes pre-wired for it, and all you need to do is put that little card inside. Okay. It's not something like you just go to the store and buy. It's going to take a little bit of research to figure out what specific card will fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if the, you know, how old's the laptop?
It was bought in 2005, I believe.
There's a good chance that you could do that. If that might be worth bringing in to have somebody take a look at it.
Okay.
But basically, by running the model number, we could find out whether it was offered, and if so, then get the part for it.
Okay. And
okay.
What would that run approximately?
You know, it's hard to say without actually looking at the computer. I would imagine that the card's going to cost about $45.
Okay.
So
really,
you'd be looking. Yeah, I think so. I think you could probably find one for that, especially since it's a little older style. So I would guess, I don't know, maybe $70 or so.
Okay.
For it, so. A little bit more than buying a new external card, but that way you don't have anything sticking out of the side anymore.
Right.
The biggest thing is how easy is it to install, because some of those you just have to open up, for instance, like some of them you just have to take one little panel off and
yep.
pop it in. Some of them it takes you an hour and a half to get the whole laptop
apart.
Yeah,
they bury it deep in there and you have to pull everything apart. So without seeing it, it's hard to say, but, you know, shouldn't be too bad.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And it is, Kev, a lot more convenient to have it built right in, but
yep.
A little more expensive.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and take this next one here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm thinking about getting some more RAM for my computer to see if it'll make it go faster. And how do I find out how much I have in there? Because I can't remember what it came with.
This is a laptop or desktop, first of all? Desktop computer. Okay. Are you on Windows XP or Windows Vista?
XP.
Windows XP. Probably the easiest way is... if you just right-click, do you know where your My Computer icon is? Is it on the desktop or is it under the Start menu?
It's under the Start menu.
Yep. If you just click on the Start menu and you right-click on the My Computer icon and go to Properties,
okay.
That'll bring up a little information tab about your computer.
Okay.
And it'll at least tell you how much you have in there. Typically, desktops have
there it is.
256, 512, a gig.
Or it could be a slightly more obscure number based on whether the video card's taking up some memory. What do you see?
Well, I'm actually on my computer at work.
Oh, okay. But that's how you find it.
Okay,
yep.
But that's how you find it. Okay, because yep. This one says 896. But
okay.
So, okay, and how much, I mean, what is, I got my computer from Dell, and mm-hmm. It's been like, I don't know, 5-7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And how much can I get, can I put in there?
That depends on, you, there is a way, if you know what to look for on Dell's site, to find out how much it's capable of.
Okay.
There's also some other RAM manufacturers who have sites where you can put in the model number of your computer and they can tell you. That's not quite as accurate. The best way is to go via Dell's site.
Okay.
But my guess, it probably maxes out at either a gig or 2 gigs.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'd say a gig max. If it's five to seven years old.
Maybe a gig max. See what you've got in there. You could probably get at least a gig in there. Depending, too, on the model of the computer, there's, in that 5 to 7 year range, they made some where the RAM is really expensive to replace. Because it's a much more valuable, more infrequently used type. So
Okay. You'll
see when you get in there.
Okay. Now, do you guys sell that?
We do.
Do you install it?
We do.
You do. Okay. All right. All righty. That's
okay.
All I needed then.
Hey, thanks for the
call. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
They definitely make RAM confusing, don't they, Kev?
Yeah.
All the different speeds of RAM and the sizes
speeds,
of RAM.
Different varieties, different capacities, and not all RAM is created equal. Some of the stuff that's out there that's really cheap may be compatible with your computer. It might not be. It might start working and then start getting, you know, random blue screens or crashes. We really like trying to focus on RAM that's guaranteed compatible with the computer to avoid those problems. So not always the cheapest, but generally people are the happiest with a better quality RAM.
Paying a little extra for good RAM is definitely something that, what do you think, maybe 6 months into our business, we realize, geez. You know what?
Yep. It's worth it.
Oh, man. There are some odd problems that you get from cheap RAM.
Yep, and certain ones that just need system-specific RAM. They're, you know, you'll have two computers, and one of them will like it, and the other one needs to have a certain type just for that computer.
Well, Kev, have you seen those little ads on TV for the iPhone where they're clicking around and zooming in, clicking this, clicking that?
I've seen iPhone ads.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they're usually the same. It's usually sure. They show the iPhone, and then they're clicking on this. Well, to demonstrate just how misleading the latest and now banned iPhone television ad really is, the website PC Pro has recreated it using an iPhone 3G and a Wi-Fi connection with laughable results. Apple was forced to pull the advert, this was last week Thursday, after Advertising Standards Authority decided it exaggerated the speed of mobile browsing. In the 30-second clip, the iPhone is shown loading a web page, finding its current location in Google Maps, opening a PDF from an email, and finally taking a phone call. The ASA concluded that the iPhone...
I've seen that one.
Yeah. They concluded that the iPhone cannot do what was shown in the mere 29 seconds afforded in the advertisement, ruling that it was misleading. So they actually had a little side-by-side.
Okay.
They had a little side-by-side, and I saw the video, and it's pretty funny. It actually takes about 2 to 2.5 minutes, and they're on a high-speed wireless connection.
All of that.
To download the attachment, to open the attachment. And
they're not even on the 3G. They're on the wireless connection.
Now, to be fair, you know, maybe the phone and the Apple ad already had the attachment downloaded, and maybe it was a small PDF. But
no way, man. That's totally misleading. 29 seconds to 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So it was pretty
funny.
Don't
buy the hype. That's
it's
the moral
still a cool
of the story.
Phone. Don't get me wrong.
It's still a cool phone, and it does a lot of great things.
But if you think it's going to do all that in 29 seconds, that's...
Yeah.
But then again, it's like the beer commercial showing, you know, you buy some beer and then
sure.
Or the pop commercials, and then you're going to be having this great time. A little misleading,
yep.
You know.
Yep. You buy the iPhone and everything just happens fast.
That's right. Which, you know, it is a cool phone and it can do all that
stuff.
It
doesn't all happen fast, but you look cool doing it. That's what's important.
Yep. So anyway, the 29 seconds may be a little misleading. Maybe 2.5 minutes is more like it.
Wow.
So it was just kind of funny. And the other thing is... maybe I'll send you the link so you can see the video. And they do a little side-by-side, then they click and they show how slow their iPhone is loading all of it compared to the one in the ad.
That's kind of funny. Hey, another one with Macs in the news. Apple's backed off its suggestion requiring that Macs have antivirus software. Yesterday, the computer maker... What, you have that one?
Of course I have that one.
Oh, my goodness. Yesterday, the computer maker suffered a public relations nightmare after an article was discovered on the company's site encouraging Mac users to install antivirus software. Less than 24 hours later, Apple quietly removed the recommendation from its knowledge base. So just some interesting claims here. You know, they've said essentially that their OS is so much more secure. It's got all these built-in security technologies, so you don't really need it. But a lot of experts say all operating systems are susceptible to viruses. It's not that anyone is immune. You know, and a lot of people think, you know, with the smaller market share, the viruses hadn't been written for Macs. It's not that they can't be. It's not that they don't exist. It's just they're not as popular. So as that is shifting, we'll see if that changes.
Which sort of leads into the next question or next article here, Kev. For the first time since 1995, Windows has dropped below the 90% market share, according to one research company.
Wow.
Online market share of the dominant Windows operating system has taken its biggest monthly fall in years to drop below 90%, according to Net Applications Incorporated. Computer World reports that Microsoft's flagship product has been steadily losing ground to Mac OS X and Linux and is at its lowest ebb in the market since 1995. Mac OS X ended the month at 8.9% of market share.
Crazy.
So I remember the days when Apple got as low as about 2.5%,
3%. 3%, yeah. But they're climbing.
You know, OS X, it's definitely been a hit with a lot of people.
It's been around for a while, too.
Yeah. 2001?
2001?
Right in that area.
Maybe 11's coming?
Although they're only at 10.5, though. You know, they got
they like to do those stair
more
steps.
Well, then the question is, after they hit 10.9, do they go to 11 or do they go to 10.10?
Or do they go to a different letter?
OS X, that's kind of a cool one.
You mean OS X?
No, OS X.
Hey, so also in the updates and new versions, Microsoft exec saying Windows 7 is no service pack. Microsoft is attempting a challenging task with the positioning of Windows 7. Company is trying to make the case that the product won't break things that work with Vista, but at the same time trying to convince users that it's a worthy upgrade. So basically, one of the one of the claims is Windows 7. Oh, it's just going to be essentially an upgrade to Vista, and they're saying that's not true. They're saying it's going to be completely new, completely different, improved taskbar, support for multi-touch. So really moving into that touchscreen interface that we talked about. So we'll see when this is actually going to hit. But
We talked about, speaking of touchscreens, mm-hmm. the Microsoft Surface,
yeah,
which was really cool about 2 years ago when they announced it,
yeah.
It's for sale now, but it's quite expensive.
Oh, it's for sale to the public.
Well, I don't know about the public, but we got an offer on it because I
expressed some interest.
But it's a little pricey. We may have to hold out on that.
Here, let's turn the mics off and you tell me.
Let's take this call here first. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I called about a week and a half ago about on my computer whenever I had more than like one window opened up on my computer, you know, down at the bottom. I would close one of those windows and all of them would go out.
I remember that.
I just wanted to let you know it wasn't a setting on my computer.
Oh, no?
I had my brother-in-law come over and he found a Trojan virus in there.
Oh, there you go. That's even worse.
And it was, you know, opening pages on top of other pages.
Okay.
And whenever I would close that, you know, that one window, it would wipe them all out.
Mm. So did you get it cleaned up?
Yes, I did. He cleaned it up for me real good.
All right, that's good. Glad to hear it.
Just to let you know, because it kind of threw you guys. You never had heard of it.
No, never heard of that one.
Viruses can do all kinds of crazy things. So you've seen that.
We found that out.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
thanks for following up.
Okay, bye.
That's a new one, Kev. I've heard of all kinds of symptoms from viruses, but that's a new one.
They do like to pop up all kinds of random windows and do fun stuff in the background.
Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys. Hello, are you there? No, I guess that one hung up there. If you're listening here, give us a call, 395-1450. You're listening to the computer guys here on WHTC. Be happy to take your call here, see if we can give you a hand with your computer or
okay.
Any technology questions that you might have.
Hey, you were just talking about the Xbox 360. You said it's too loud. Quieter?
In my opinion, it is.
Quieter, cooler Xbox 360s have been spotted with Jasper chips. It's a new processor, the revised Xbox 360 finally trickling into the market. What's new? Graphics processor has shrunk from 90 to 65 nanometers, which basically means same performance, less heat. So less cooling necessary. The fans don't have to spin as fast. Uses less power, drops from 175 to 150. And then they bumped up the internal memory. So everything's faster and quieter. So, yeah, definitely something to look for. That's probably not the one that we have at our office.
No, that one's a little loud, too.
So
it's just loud enough that, you know, it's
oh,
just
actually,
kind of annoying.
You can tell. One way to see is if you look at the power supply, it will say 150 watts instead of 175. Let's see. Oh, you can't without opening it up. Maybe the power brick that comes with it. See if that's rated. Mm. So, just checking.
Speaking of video games, Kev, could be a popular list on people's Christmas gift list.
Sure.
This
do, you
year.
Have, do you have any on yours?
No, I don't. But
I think you need to get Wii Music so I can play.
No, I don't think I'd be interested in that one. I don't
How
like.
How about
to
you get it
and,
for me?
Well, you'd need a Wii. Kev,
then you can give me your Wii.
Well, these are actually more for computer games. The video game industry can breathe a sigh of relief. It won't have to hide its report card anymore. There's a 13th annual video game report card came out a few weeks ago. Basically, what they do is they look at what are the games out there that probably, well, you want to keep away from your kids. So we've got 10 games here, Kev, that if your kids in the under 17 crowd are looking to get, you're probably going to want to avoid.
Really?
We've got, well, and to be fair, these are rated M for mature. Blitz, The League 2, that's the first one. Dead Space, Fallout 3, Far Cry 2, Gears of War 2, Legendary, Left 4 Dead, Resistance 2, Saints Row 2, and Silent Hill Homecoming. Those are the games that they say are the worst of the worst. However, they say there are some games that are out there that maybe are be recommended for alternative for teens. We've got Guitar Hero World Tour. Rock Band 2, Rock Revelation, Spider-Man Web of Shadows, and Shaun White Snowboarding. A little bit less violent or not violent at all.
Snowboarding's not quite as violent as...
Guitar Hero could get violent, though, if they boo you off the stage.
Yeah, or if you, like, smash your guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a rather violent act.
Played Guitar Hero for the first time, if you can believe that, the other
now,
day.
Now, would you call that playing?
Hey, man, I was awesome. I was awesome. That first
game,
did
you get booed off the stage?
The first one, I think I did. No, maybe I didn't. They were booing for a bit, but I don't think I got booed off. But
you want them back over.
Absolutely.
So if you don't know anything about the game, basically you're sort of playing to a crowd on a pre-selected song, and if you don't do well enough, they start booing at you. But if you start picking up your game, you know, getting back on track with a song, you know, you can get them cheering again, and that's kind of fun.
Let's go ahead and take this call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, computer guys, I'm looking for an opinion here. Is it just me, or does Vista Ultimate really stink?
Oh, come on now.
Well, hold on. Let's be fair. Now, why do you think that it stinks?
Well, I keep getting the blue screen OCD, which is the video card.
Okay.
And I've got two Asus 8600 GT SLI. I have no other problems, but I get pixel dance, and then it just stops, goes blue screen, comes back. Tells me OCD, and then it runs fine, and 20 minutes later, pixels start to dance, and it goes blue screen. And
there's a good chance that the video card itself, or you said there are two of them or one?
There's two in there, and they've been tested on another one, and they work fine.
Do they?
Tested on another one also running Vista?
Is what?
I tested on another computer also running Vista?
Yep. Well, yeah, but see, I've got another friend that's got the same thing. He's got the Asus P5N-T Deluxe. With the artificial intelligence, and his is doing the same thing. It just drops to a blue screen. The RAM says, and mine also says a RAM error.
Okay.
But the RAM is the PC2 DDR2 6400 made for the motherboard. The whole works.
Yep.
Is there anything it could be?
It's not. You can blame Vista, but it's probably more a driver issue.
Well, yeah, it says driver error NVLDD. MKMA or something like that.
And that actually is going to come down to the manufacturer of the hardware not creating a driver that's completely compatible.
Okay, because it was doing it, and I put a new updated driver on, and it's still doing the same thing.
Yeah, one is it's hard to eliminate the possibility that it might be bad hardware that only shows up, and sometimes it's just incompatibilities that system, you know, that card with that board running that driver set is not completely compatible.
Okay, so that could be his problem. He's running the NVIDIA 8800 GT with his.
And he doesn't have a problem?
He has the same problem. He gets blue screen of death once in a while.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if it's NVIDIA then.
It's possible, and I would say stay on top of the newest drivers. I mean, they really, you know, you get enough people reporting this issue, and it causes them to go back to the drawing board, come up with a new driver that's going to fix these potential issues. So okay. Anytime the card is fairly new, or even, you know, your motherboard drivers, you know, checking out for chipset drivers on your motherboard, making sure that those are all the way up to date,
yep, any BIOS,
yep. All that type of stuff, just continually staying on top of it. You know, sometimes they release these things like 3 weeks apart. If they find that there's a problem, in 3 weeks, they'll be out with another update. So stay on top of that.
And I just want you to know, too, I've got the exact same problem on my home computer with the video card that I had in there.
And with Vista?
Yeah, on Vista Ultimate. And it's just, ever since the beginning, the card, the drivers, it's just been a little flaky.
Well, are you running 32-bit or 64?
That's on 32.
See, I'm running 32, and so was he.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if, well, they've got to have 64-bit drivers if the card's compatible, but... You know, I run 64-bit Vista at work, and it works just fine. It's never crashed, actually.
Okay. Well, can I have your computer from work?
They'll sell it to you.
That's right. Everything's for sale for a price.
All right. Thanks for your time, guys. You know, I appreciate it.
Stay on top of it. Good luck.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
And unfortunately, I haven't been staying on top of it, Kev. I got the same thing. All of a sudden, those little pixels start to
go. I thought you said it was a bad card.
Well, you know, it's...
No, see, you know what's funny? I had the same issue, too.
Mm-hmm.
They start to go all funny, and then I was getting refreshing. My screen would just refresh randomly. This is a bad card.
So. Well, and that's entirely possible, but what I did is I took it out, and the computer works fine with the onboard card. But,
yeah, and you know, part of what I found with Vista is because the nature of the Aero environment, which is the graphical, everything looks real pretty, mm-hmm. The transparent window edgings and all of that, it's 3D. And so it's using the 3D side of your card for every task. Now, in previous versions of Windows, you didn't really use 3D until you started gaming or something like that. So, you know, cards would run fine until that 3D engine would kick in. What I found is certain cards run fine in 2D, and then the 3D, as soon as that's enabled, bam, that's the problem. I've got a card, and it just means that the card's going bad or a portion of the card's going bad, so... that's some of the reason why, hey, it may not show up in an XP-based system until you push it and go into that 3D. Because I've done some testing on this, and I found that sometimes the 3D side of the card goes before the 2D side does.
I put it back in the computer, I think it was Friday, for the first time in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, maybe they've come up with some updated driver. Yeah. No, same thing.
Same thing. As soon as you put it in.
No, it'll boot. And then you just, all of a sudden, like 30 seconds after boot, after the Windows, everything's loaded.
Bad card.
All of a sudden,
that's
the graphics start going, and then clunk.
Yep.
Blue screen. It's just the physical dump.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. I thought, well, maybe
I'll try another computer.
I haven't gotten that far.
That's your next step.
Kev, I already told you last week, the cobbler's children go barefoot, you know? The computer at home, I'll be honest, it's got some issues. But you know what?
It gets the job burner. Done. That's right. Gets the job done.
I was talking to... somebody a couple months ago who was a sound engineer. And I said, how's your home audio? And they laughed. They said, terrible. It's so bad. My home theater
gets neglected.
Mostly non-existent. It's a couple of low-end speakers that don't even sound good.
Yeah.
So
what are you
gonna
do?
That's the way it goes. You know?
That's right.
You work on them all day and you get home. Sometimes you don't want to fix them up.
Yeah. You just need a little break.
Although I do wish that it worked, because then now the media center portion doesn't work because it needs a dedicated graphics card.
Okay. I got it. You give me a Wii for Christmas, I'll buy a new video card.
That doesn't. Although I tried to get that one from ECOS, they had the $99 special. But
which one?
The Wii.
Oh, the Wii. They changed it. Did you see what they're doing?
All they did.
One per day for the next 10 days, and that started on Black Friday, so they're probably still going on. So yeah, you can get one for $99 or whatever. Hey, that music means it's the end of another show. Thanks for tuning in today. If you weren't able to catch us today, you can check out the podcast. Easiest way to do that, type WHTC into the iTunes Music Store, and we'll pop up and listen to us on the go. Also, you can give us a call during the week. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd Street. That's one block west of the corner of 32nd and 31. Our phone number is 394-4940.
Well, thanks again, and have a great week.